The sun warms up the early morning, and some people are even wearing shorts in early May. A table with snacks is set up in the basketball court as kids in gray t-shirts trickle in. They're part of Aituklatsin. It's an after-school running club that values respect while focusing on physical activity.
Sometimes we go and walk the nature trail. Sometimes we go to the old gym, we do stretches, and we talk about, like, respecting people and being safe.
That's fourth grader Dima Alexeva. Aituklatsin was created by the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska and by AWARE, which supports survivors of domestic violence. The program was started during the pandemic in Juneau and Sitka, and since then has spread to other communities in Alaska. Wrangell's Brave, which stands for Building Respect and Valuing Everyone, adopted Aituklatsin 2 years ago. The running group has been meeting since March. One of their coaches, Val Massey, says they talk a lot about peer pressure and finding inner strengths, not only in themselves, but they try to lift others up and look at everyone's inner strengths.
It's been so good. I really like working with this age because they are so, they're very contemplative. Like, you can put any question out there and they will really genuinely think about it, whether it's a would you rather or what does this value mean to you.
Up to 15 kids have participated this spring, but today there's 11 who are joining the 5K. To make it a 5K, the runners and walkers have to go around the Volunteer Park Nature Trail 3 times and stay with an adult. On the trail, a little while later, most groups are in their second and third round while Brave's founder, Joan Sargent, and her dog, Barry, stand and watch. Sargent says the group practices at the old Parks and Rec gym.
This year has really been an upgrade, being able to have the gym, a whole gym, you know, especially during the early weeks where, you know, we need to build up trust before we can get outside, and then the weather, of course.
Sargent says that this program is based on Girls on the Run and Boys on the Run, which are national programs. But they got permission to develop the curriculum to include language and make it multicultural for the area. They brought in Virginia Oliver, who teaches Tlingit to the group.
She comes twice a week, and she's also considered a coach, and she's so good with the kids.
Sargent says that mental health deals with thinking positively, being kind, and keeping the body healthy. That's what the running club is about.
It's a multi-dimensional program. If we can keep the kids moving, their attitude about everything is so much better.
One of the runners, Waylon Gray, approaches alone. Sargent gives him some encouragement.
How are you doing?
I'm breath.
You're doing good. You're doing good. Where's your partner?
He's hanging out with his mom.
Oh, okay. You're almost there. This is it. This is it, right?
Yes.
Yes. All right. That's great.
Fourth grader Lily Ellis is on her third and last round. She says she joined the running club to hang out with her friends mostly, and she's enjoying the 5K when she doesn't feel like she's going to pass out.
It's good. It's really fun, actually. I like the games and stuff, but I think I might pass out from this 5K because I drank a whole bunch of cold water at once, and that hurt my heart a little bit.
Third grader Rosalind Knorr is walking with Coach Val.
Hey, do you want to tell Colette the word we just worked on?
Distinction.
Distinction.
Knorr says it's a way people can look at others differently.
It's two features of the person. I can say I don't like him or I don't like what he did. And some people, I don't like them. But I really mean I don't like what they did. So that's distinction. Miss Val just told me about it.
We came up with a
distinction.
When it finishes, we all congregate back to the basketball court. The runners and walkers each get a metal medal for their accomplishments. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.